The morning of the 5th of March is beautiful here. It's a clear sky. We're at 13,000 feet, as you know, still at the Karanga camp. The glaciers of Kibo are right behind us, looking inviting. And out in the other direction, there's the plains, the city, the Chaga village of Moshi, and way across I see a beautiful peak, Mount Meru, which is 15,000 feet. It's across the cloud, the floor of clouds as I look in the direction of Arusha, where we began our trip. Really beautiful morning. We're getting packed up, ready to leave for high camp. This group's been talking a lot, and remembering a lot of people, talking about a lot of people back home that are with us. The one thing that comes up really often is all the school groups across all of Canada that we know are listening to and watching these internet dispatches and are learning about what we're doing, we hope about Africa as well, and supporting us. From Blurry Venture's side, I always remember, and I told the group about Miss Phillips Reed's class in Exshaw, Alberta, and I know they'll be watching our adventures as they almost always do. And of course, Julie mentioned her class. Julie is a teacher, and her class is St. Paul's Catholic School in North Bay, Ontario, as well as St. Anne's School in North Bay. We know they're really watching us every day. And of course, George had to mention, before he was with Investors Group as a financial planner, he was a principal for, I believe, 20 years in Rishon, Newfoundland, and at Christus King School, where George served as a principal all those years in Newfoundland. I bet those students are watching us as well. There's a lot more schools. I'm going to get you all posted on our internet so you can see that we know who you are in Ontario and, as I said, all across Canada. We hope, besides following us, we know how you help raise money and you're supporting this cause. You can take some time to learn about the wonderful part of the world we're privileged enough to get to experience here. The people of Tanzania are a big part of this experience for us. You know, back in Canada, we have two languages, and if you count the languages native to our continent, we have some more, of course. But you wouldn't believe here in Tanzania how complex that is. Most people have their native language. For instance, the Chaga people have Chaga that they speak in their home. And then when you go to school, you begin to learn Swahili, which is the national language of Tanzania, and also at the same time English. The lower levels of primary school, the instruction is in Swahili. And as you go higher towards high school, your instruction is in English, and higher learning is in English in Tanzania. One of the great things, there's so many languages here, including one language that's just click language. They don't even have words. These people just make clicking sounds with their tongue on the roof of their mouth. And this is what they've developed as a language. But you'll find traveling here that Tanzanians take great pride